Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, March 30th. We're taking a look at the late pick four at Gulfstream Park that culminates with the Grade 1 Florida Derby. But there are three other stakes races that precede the Florida Derby, and they make up the pick four, starting with race 11, the Grade 2 Gulfstream Park Oaks. Three-year-old fillies on the road to the Kentucky Oaks. Tom Leach here along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. Yet a Chad Brown horse off a big layoff, Ways and Means, that is a strong favorite in the Gulfstream Park Oaks. Are you going there, Jim, or are you going to try to beat the favorite?
Well, you probably will try to beat the favorite. I know how your mind works. So I'm going to go opposite that, and I'm going to say Ways and Means is going to win this race. You know, the horse, she was on top of her game. She broke her maiden at Saratoga. Obviously, was not a secret. Was a 90 buyer. Won by 12 and three quarters. Went off at 3-5. And the horse that finished second came back and won. Then she goes off at less than 1-2 the next time out in the Grade 1 spinaway. They will go from a maiden special weight to the Grade 1 spinaway at 7 furlongs. Gets beat a half a length. And you're thinking she's going to be the favorite in the juvenile fillies at the end of the year. Well, something went wrong. She got out of training, hasn't raced since September of last year. Under normal circumstances, I would say that she's going to need a race, and certainly this is a prep, hopefully getting her into the Kentucky Oaks, but she's just got so much back class, and I trust Chad Brown so much that I'm going to go ahead and take Ways and Means here with a short price. What I was looking at is the other horses that I considered, both came out of the Devona Dale. Fiona's Magic and Into Champagne ran right together, half length apart there. I just think that their class level doesn't equal what Ways and Means can be. And so I'm either going to go deep in here using those two plus Gunsong, who was very impressive last time out at Gulfstream in an optional claimer, or I'm going to single Ways and Means. I'm going to roll the dice here and say Chad Brown's going to win this race with Ways and Means and take her to the Kentucky Oaks with a big shot up there as well. A lightly raced filly, but obviously tons of talent here.
Well, I'm going to surprise you. That's who I took on top as well. And the main reason was I was trying to find a way to beat the favorite and sometimes talk myself into bad decisions in doing that. But I looked at, you know, Into Champagne, Fiona's Magic, Scalable, who was the favorite of the Devona Dale, Gunsong, the other one you mentioned, Power Squeeze, even the one horse, much improved in the second start off a layoff for that one coming over from Tampa for a class test. They all look about like they're the same. You know, so you take one, you got to take them all, I would think. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to say Ways and Means is better. Chad Brown, I saw a quote from him. Quote from him in the racing forum at drf.com, and he said, "She took us to this race. She's training brilliantly, and I want to give her a solid chance to get to the Oaks." Now, she could do that without winning, but I just think it from that quote and the look of this race, I could not find a way to convince myself to get her beat in here, so I took Ways and Means as well. Sand Springs is next. It's fillies and mares four and up on the turf at a mile and a 16th. I end up with Cairo Consort. Didn't have a strong opinion in here. Market Segmentation is a heavy favorite, but I think Cairo Consort, fourth off a long layoff, so you know, third off the layoff is usually considered the key angle, but you know, this is one more start, so a little more experience for this Pletcher trainee who runs well at Gulfstream and has had some wide trips in recent outs, so I'm going to try Cairo Consort for the win over Market Segmentation, who's 2-for-2 at Gulfstream, but hadn't been out since July, and you know, there's not the rush to get her ready like there is for Ways and Means to the Oaks. This could maybe just be the first step for Market Segmentation. It's a non-graded stake. So I think she, you know, you might be able to beat her in here. I'm going to take one more of my pick four. That's going to be Infinite Diamond, who had a horrible post position for a one-mile turf race last time out and still ran well to get fourth. So just on that angle, I'm going to throw her on the ticket. If you want to go deeper, Candy Light has been really consistent. And has the best draw down on the inside. But Cairo Consort for me in the Sand Springs. How about you?
I thought this race was very similar to the first race, except for the fact that you have an option to the Chad Brown horse coming off a long way off. You're absolutely correct in that Market Segmentation. This is not her goal. Her goal is to get to those races more than likely at Saratoga this summer. This is a very tentative first step. I doubt if she's cranked. I would be shocked if she runs her best race. That being said, she doesn't need to run her best race to win this race. She's so much classier than anything else in here. But Cairo Consort was my option as well. Just the fact that she raced three times already this year, and one of those was in the Pegasus Day in the Philly Mare Turf, and she only got beat 3 3/4 by Didia. And then Ruby Nell was in that race and came back and won. So very obviously classy race. I'm sure they thought she could win the very one last time out at a 1 3/8. She cuts back to a 1 16th here, which might, she's going to be fit coming off that 1 3/8 race in the very one where she led down the stretch and just faded and got beat 2 3/4 by R. Kelly Kim. So Cairo Consort, Marcus Segmentation, I'd be shocked if anybody else won this race. So I'm going to stick with those two.
Let's move on to the third leg of the pick four. It's also on the turf at a 1 mile distance, the Appleton for 4-year-olds and up. How do you like, or who do you like in this one, Jim?
Okay, so now we're done with the easy ones. The last two, I think, are extremely well-matched fields. The Florida Derby, I think, can go a lot of different ways. There's going to be a heavy favorite in there, but I do have some options. This one, I think, if you have a strong opinion of Florida Derby, you can take all here. Some really nice horses in here that so many of them look alike. I went with Smoking Tea here just on the hunch that he's going to be better second off the layoff. He ran the Canadian Turf, got beat 4.5 to Emmanuel, Siege of Boston. Ice Chocolate ran that race, and we used that horse as well. But Suge McGahee, second off the layoff, should be ready. This horse has got a lot of back class, ran well at Churchill last year, has not won at Gulfstream, so 0-4 at Gulfstream, that's a question mark, and that's one reason why I like him, but I'm not in love with him. I'm going to use Big Everest for Joel Rosario. Horse got a lot of early speed and could be the controlling speed for the four hole. Never Surprised for Todd Pletcher, who almost won the Turf Invitational last year at Gulfstream at 1 1/8, and shortens up to 1 mile here. 4-5 at Gulfstream in the money or in first two spots. So I read Ortiz takes him out here for Pletcher. Lucky Score for Mark Cassie. Coming off a little bit of a layoff, ran San Anita last year and has run really well at Woodbine. And then the other one I'm going to use is Ice Chocolate, the one I mentioned. Paco Lopez, they put on this horse, and I'm thinking they might try to get this horse out of the gate a little bit better because he's been coming from out of it, and maybe with Paco a little more aggressive rider, might be a good change for that horse. So I'm going to go 5 deep in here, I think. I can be talked into even more of Skyro at 15-1 for Brian Lynch is interesting to me off that last race. But I'm going to stick with those 5 and hope that I can get through to the Florida Derby.
Yeah, I kind of look at it the same way. I would say go as deep as you can afford. I took Never Surprised on top off that narrow miss last time off a layoff of about 15 months, and running well over this track's a big +2. Ice Chocolate's been running mid-90 buyers, been pretty consistent. Big Everest, 8 wins out of 15 starts, and you mentioned the speed angle for that one. Smoking Tea, and that 97 in the grade 3 at Churchill last November, if he could get back to that, it certainly makes him a player, not the greatest post position. Even worse post for the 11, Churchtown, but he's good enough on his best day, so if he could work out a trip, I'm going to throw him on my ticket as well to try to catch a price in here somewhere. I've got Never Surprised on top, but obviously not a real strong opinion. Florida Derby wraps up this late pick four at Gulfstream, grade 1 for 3-year-olds at 1 1/8. And that configuration, the configuration for that race, that trip, 9 furlongs at Gulfstream, if you're drawn outside, it is tough to win from out there. Fierceness is in the 10 hole, and you know, he ran an 84 buyer in the Holy Bull. He was sensational in his debut, sensational in the Breeders' Cup, mediocre in the other starts around that. So just the way he ran first time as a 3-year-old kind of makes me concerned, and the post position just adds to the concern. So I'm going to have him on the ticket, but he's far from my top pick. I ended up with Conquest Warrior, who also is drawn outside at the nine hole, but I think might be able to have a better chance to work out a little bit of a trip from out there. He was impressive in his win last time, winning by five, and it was at a mile and an eighth, so he's already run nine furlongs. Shug McGahey's old school. He brought this one along slowly. Debuted the horse at seven, which is a tough distance to debut at. Got a 79 buyer, finished third. Came back down on, I think, first day of the new year. Wins at Gulfstream, then moves into an allowance race. Now taking the big swing to get to the Kentucky Derby with Conquest Warrior. So I'm going to take my stand with Shug there. Hades is the other one. Really impressive last time in the Holy Bull. Got speed, well drawn. Almost went with Hades on top. So those three, I think one of those three wins this. How about you?
I went with Hades, but I'm going deeper in here with a couple of bombs. I'm like you on fierceness. It looks like he's due for a good one. He goes good, bad, so he's due for a good one. But that's a tough one to take at what he's going to be, 8-5, 7-5, something like that. And the 10-hole hurts him, I think. He certainly got the back class. The Breeders' Cup Jubilant was extremely impressive last year, and you felt like he would move forward off that. He did not do that in his three-year-old debut. Now, Todd may have just brought him along a little slower, and this is going to be where he really puts in the cranked-up effort to get him to the Derby. But with those question marks, I like Conquest Warrior. I like the fact that he's run a mile and eighth last time out at Gulfstream. Obviously, they tried something. They weren't sure that he was this quality, and he proved that he was. And that was not a tough field, only six horses, and he went off at 3-5. But he was extremely impressive, and somebody put on Twitter, this is a Derby winner right here. I'm not sure that's the case, but I think he's got a shot in the Florida Derby. And then Hades, Fierceness, Conquest Warrior were my top three picks. I'm also going to throw in a horse that has run second at Gulfstream four times. Le Dom Bro, and the fact that he's run a mile and eighth at Aqueduct in the Remsen, didn't run well that day, got beat by Dornock. That was a tough, a muddy track and a throwout race. He's gotten better since he went to Gulfstream. He ran second to Swale, second in the Fountain of Youth to Dornock, and 15-1 price is, for a low-profile trainer, but this horse has got some ability and has gone 74-85 last two buyers. He steps up a little bit. I think he's got a shot getting the money in here. And then the other horse I'm going to use is Bayless Out. Tom Pletcher broke the maiden on the synthetic at Gulfstream last time out. And going from a maiden win on the synthetic to a Florida Derby grade one on the dirt is a huge step. But Ired Ortiz takes them out. This one could be the sleeper in here. And obviously only raced twice. These three-year-olds get so much better. And I just think that Pletcher and Ired Ortiz at 15-1 is too much to overlook. So I'm going to go five deep in here. So I've got plenty of money because I went narrow on the first couple legs, hoping for a bomb in the Florida Derby.
What's your pick four ticket look like?
I only spent $30 on pick four. Four with 6-8, with 3-4-5, 7-9-11, and with 2-3-6-9-10. So 1x2x6x5 for $30.
I ended up adding one other horse to the first leg. I'm not going to single ways and means. And the main reason is I was going to end up with such an inexpensive ticket. I'm only going to be at $45 anyway by adding one other horse. So I'm going to add Into Champagne. All those horses I thought were about the same. Well, if I had to pick one, I think I'd take Into Champagne. He had a little trouble last time out and gets more distance here. So I'm going to give myself one shot to beat Ways and Means just in case, and it's going to be with Into Champagne. So I'll take 4-5 in the first leg, 6-7-8 in the second, 3-4-5-9-11 in the third, and then 2-9-10 in the Florida Derby for a $45 ticket on the Saturday card at Gulfstream. Saturday's a big day at Oaklawn Park with the Arkansas Derby Day card, and also you have the Dubai World Cup card early Saturday morning, and some great races there that you can play through Keeneland Select. So make sure that you have funds in your account. And best of luck if you're playing any of those spots or somewhere else this weekend. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach. That is the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.